News in brief. In Bahrain, at least four protesters have been killed. The security forces clashed with anti-government demonstrators in the capital, Manama. The early morning crackdown has left many more protesters wounded. Reports say dozens of military vehicles have headed to Pearl Square, where the demonstrators camped out overnight. Libya is bracing for nationwide protests as opposition protesters call for a day of rage against President Muammar Gaddafi's government. The demonstrations follow days of clashes between security forces and anti-government protesters. At least four people have been killed and dozens injured in the latest round of violence. Israeli forces have shot dead three Palestinian fishermen in the northern Gaza Strip. Palestinian officials say they found the victims' bodies north of Beit Lahir near the Erez crossing. The Israeli military has made no comment on the incident yet. Reports say the U.S. has deployed nearly 200 nuclear weapons across Europe. The warheads are set to be stationed in Holland, Belgium, Germany, Turkey and Italy. Reports say the U.S. is keeping these weapons in Europe without the European Union's consent. A Pakistani court has postponed until March 14th a decision on whether a U.S. embassy official detained on double murder charges has a diplomatic immunity. Raymond Davis was arrested after killing two Pakistani locals in the eastern city of Lahore last month. His case has soured relations between the U.S. and Pakistan. Yemeni capital Sana'a have left at least 12 people dead. The violence broke out as some 2,000 anti-government protesters ran into a group of government loyalists near Sana'a University. The opposition says it wants the resignation of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. An Egyptian grand imam says Islamic law should continue to be the main source of legislation in the country's post-Mubarak era. Ahmed El-Tayeb says the constitution already recognizes Islam as the official state religion. He said changing this will lead to sectarian tensions and come in the way of democracy. And the U.S. is pressuring the Palestinian Authority and Arab countries to withdraw a draft anti-Israel resolution. Washington says it will veto the resolution if it's put before the UN Security Council. The draft resolution condemns Israel's settlement activities in the occupied territories, calling for a complete halt.